All right, let's get this quiz underway then. It's Local Radio Day today. We are BBC Radio Sussex and BBC Radio Surrey. And we've invited three other local radio stations to get together tonight to do a bit of a pub-style quiz, very similar to what we do on this radio station on a Saturday afternoon, a quiz that we call Bob's Empty House. Why? Because there's nothing in it. Playing tonight, then, Wave Valley Radio, serving Alton, Hampshire and the surrounding villages, captained by Gowan Clues. He's joined by Tony Birch, Sarah Dorgan and Sharon Martin. Also, Susie Radio, serving East Surrey and North Sussex, captained by Jeff Rogers. And joined by teammates Neil Munday and Tracy Franklin. And finally, V2 Radio, serving West Sussex. Team captain is Steve Freegard. He's joined by teammate Ian Crouch. Got three sets of questions for you guys. Set A, set B, set C, that's it. We're going to play in order of Way Valley, Susie Radio and V2. So if you are all ready, let's play Bob's Empty House. Good to have you with us, guys. Thank you for giving up your Friday. Who wants to go to the pub on a Friday night when you can do a quiz on local radio with Joe Talbot? It's a no-brainer, isn't it? So let's start with Way Valley Radio playing for them tonight on our local radio day quiz. Bob's Empty House. We've got Gowan, who's the team captain. He's joined by Tony, Sarah and Sharon. Can you hear me, Gowan? Can you hear me, Way Valley Radio?
Coming in loud.
Yes, we can.
I'm sorry, my team is a bit wild, but it works for us.
It's all right, we'll let you off. At least you're there. I'm just pleased about that. I don't care how the quiz goes now. I feel that we've achieved something beautiful between us. Now, tell us, one of you, doesn't have to be Gowan, it could be any one of you, tell us a little bit about Way Valley Radio, what you do, the kind of programmes you have and that sort of thing.
Sarah, it's all yours.
Okay. Well, I can tell you what I do on Way Valley Radio, which is heckle David Simmons on a Sunday evening between 7 and 9. He puts up with me very admirably, actually, and we have a good giggle. Eclectic music from all eras. It's a wonderful radio station to be part of, actually, and we really do, hopefully, do the community of Alton and the surrounding area proud.
I'm sure you do. Very good. All right, then. Well, look, this is how it's going to work. We're going to ask you to select us a set of questions, either set A, set B and set C. They're imaginatively entitled there. And when you've chosen the set, we'll go through the 10 questions. I'll take an answer from you. You can confer, but obviously you're live on air, so keep it as clean. Don't fall out with one another too badly. And then I'll tell you whether you're right or wrong, and then we'll move on to Susie Radio, who'll be going next, and V2 finally, and we'll see who scores the most. And beyond that, I'd love to say that you get a family car or a hostess trolley or a trip to the Maldives, but this is the BBC, you understand, so that won't be happening. And if any of us were getting that, let's face it, it'd be me, wouldn't it, because I'd cheat. Okay, right, well, we're going to it's up to you. Set A, set B or set C, what are you going to go for?
Sharon, which one are we going for?
B.
B it is. All right, set B. Okay, are you ready, guys?
Yes.
Here we go, then. Question number one. How many railway stations feature on a standard Monopoly board? How many railway stations feature on a standard Monopoly board? And you let me know when you're ready to give me an answer.
Yep. Four.
Four you're going for, and four is correct. Well done. Question number two. In which year did Diego Maradona's famous Hand of God goal occur? In which year did Diego Maradona's famous Hand of God goal occur?
Okay, I know it was in the 80s.
I was going to say the same. It was in the 80s.
And I think, am I going to age myself here? Okay, so I started working in 1985, and I remember watching it soon after I started. So I have a strong feeling it's 85, 86 or 87. I can't remember what happened.
They don't happen every year, though, do they? Don't they happen every 4 years?
I've got 86.
86 as a World Cup, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's go for 86, do you reckon?
All right, final answer, 86 is correct.
Excuse
so well
me,
done.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Excuse me, sir. I'm the boss here. I am being. Oh,
I think you just about to say, well,
got it right, Gavin. We got it right,
mate.
I'm being overwritten here. 1986, sir.
1986. All right, again, I will wait for you to say the answer in the next one. But it turns out that they were right, so that's good. I'd wait.
Yes, they were.
What I do is wait for when they get it wrong and then tick them off. Then, question number three: which month is the peak of the English asparagus season?
Oh gosh, I think that might be May.
I'd go for May, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's around that kind of time.
Yeah, it's...
May is the answer you're giving?
Yeah.
Incorrect, I'm afraid. It's April.
So close.
Question...
I was going to say June.
April it was.
April, yeah.
It was April, okay. Right.
Question number four.
Sorry, Gowan, we're not letting you speak all.
What was the title?
I had no idea. You're the brilliant team. I'm just... propping myself up here.
What was the title? Question four. What was the title of the first UK number one single for Ava Max?
Who?
Who was
on MQ?
Ava Max.
Ava Max.
No idea.
Is that your
final? This is your one.
I have even less idea than you do. I've never heard of this act.
Okay. Should we pass? Are you passing?
No. Should we guess something?
Yes. Let's just guess. Are we going to throw in the word love somewhere?
Okay, love story. I don't know.
Yeah.
I am the man.
You are? Is that the answer, though?
Well, in the absence of anything sensible, yes.
Okay. You won't be completely surprised to hear that it's not right. The answer is Sweet But Psycho. Sweet But Psycho. Question.
Now you know it.
Maybe you're humming it all night now. Number five. In which television show would you find the character of Pat Mustard? In which television show would you find the character of Pat Mustard?
Cluedo. No, it's not. Colonel Mustard is that one.
Yeah. Nope.
I've got some strange idea that is there a program at the house two doors or something like that? There's a daft comedy program, and I can't for the life of me remember the title.
I don't know.
The name does kind of sound familiar, but no, I can't think. Sorry, guys.
Is it comedy? You said you should guess a comedy.
I didn't say it was a comedy, but it might be. I said television show.
It's not. Oh, it's not. Let's say Mrs. Brown's Boys or something. Does she have somebody, her neighbour called somebody? I don't know.
Is that your final answer, Gowan?
Yes.
Okay, it's not right, I'm afraid. We were looking for Father Ted. You were so close. I thought you were going to get it when you went down the Mrs. Brown route, but not right. Okay, question number six.
Fantastic show.
Number six. How old is his... Go on.
I know Father Ted. I've never heard of that character.
He's the milkman.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Question number six. How old is His Royal Highness Prince Charles?
Is he 70?
I think he's maybe a little bit older. Like, is he something like 72 or 71 or...
He turned 70 fairly recently, didn't he? I mean, I'm trying to think.
I think 71, maybe, then.
Okay.
Sorry, if he's 70, I apologise.
No, I don't know.
I don't remember him having a birthday in the pandemic.
Gowan,
he had a birthday, obviously, but not, I don't remember being a big one.
You're just all the answers at the moment. I'm just... It all sounds reasonable.
71? I don't know. If we're
going 71 then?
No, go for it, Sarah. Honestly,
yeah, 71. Okay. 71's yep. not right. I'm afraid it's 72. 72. You're so close. Name the Star Wars character who is over 200 years old and over 7 feet tall.
Oh my gosh!
Must be Chewbacca.
Chewbacca
70.
Final answer, Chewbacca.
Okay.
You're right, Chewbacca. Well done.
Dear Chewie.
Hello,
question number eight. When was BBC Radio Brighton officially launched?
Oh. in the 70s?
I would say 70s, most of them, weren't they, ish? I was just reading about BBC Shropshire.
When was that? When, do you remember when
I'm
that started?
I'm trying to think, but it was...
I'd say the 70s. Do you think the 70s, yeah. Tony and
Gowan? That sounds reasonable, doesn't it?
Yep.
Go on then, pick now a year in the 70s if you're going for 70s.
70s, really?
73? Going 73?
Sorry, Sharon, sorry? 73?
73? I don't
know. Sorry, but weirdly I was thinking that.
All right. Final answer, Gowan. We'll run out of time otherwise. Yes. 73, yep. Not right, 1968, the 14th of Feb, Valentine's Day, 1968.
Oh,
not that far.
It's not that far. Radio Brighton.
Second, I wasn't there before you. Second to last question, where is Harris Tweed made?
In Scotland.
The Outer Hebrides.
Scotland, yeah.
It's on the islands of Harris and Lewis.
Outer Hebrides, final answer?
Yep.
Okay, you're right. It's the Outer Hebrides. And finally...
Well done, Tony.
Well done. On which day of the week does Christmas Day fall this year?
It's Saturday. It's a weekend, isn't it? It's a Saturday because I remember I've been asked to work on the Christmas Eve and that's a Friday, so it's a Saturday.
Final answer?
Darren, are you all right with that?
Yep.
Yeah. It is a Saturday, and Wave Alley, at the end of your round, which was set B, you've managed to score 5 out of 10. Well done.
Not too shabby.
Fantastic. Very good. Very, very good. All right, guys. Thank you so much, Gowan, for captaining. You're going to stay on the line, I think, but we say goodbye to Tony, Sarah and Sharon. Thank you for playing the game. Next up is going to be Susie Radio, and they serve East Surrey and North Sussex. Jeff is team captain, joined by Neil and Tracy as teammates. Susie Radio, can you hear me, Susie Radio?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Thank God. They serve East Surrey and North Sussex. We've got Jeff Rogers, who's the team captains, and also Neil Munday and Tracy Franklin playing the game. And how are you guys? All well tonight?
We are good today, actually. Had a fantastic local radio day. Very nice OB from the centre of Redhill. Neil over there was out all day today, running our OB rig today. Fantastic response. Really good day today.
Brilliant.
I will apologise for the yawning.
Yes, well, I get a lot of that when I'm on the radio, so I won't worry too much about that, Neil. All right, well, look, you want to talk a little bit more about what Susie Radio does. I mentioned where you serve, but you're there the entire time serving the community and getting involved as much as possible with broadcasts like the one you had today.
Absolutely. We do our best to get as much as we possibly can. We've been on the air nearly 10 years as a licensed community station for East Surrey and North Sussex. Neil is the man in charge very much of the OBs. He's been very busy today doing the OB. Would you like to tell us about it, Neil?
It's been absolutely fantastic OB today, Joe. We've been in the central Redhill and it's been market day as well. And also the 30th anniversary of our local shopping centre, the Belfry. So we've had cupcakes as well on our outside broadcast, which has been great.
Good for you.
I can see you at them all, Neil.
Yeah.
Of course.
Fantastic.
Cakes. You should always have cakes written into your contract. Go on, you were going to say something else, Jack.
And of course, yes, of course, one of our major things we do, of course, is concentrate on local news and information. And Tracy is one of our news team. She's been with us for quite a few years now, Tracy.
Yeah, it's been about 6 years now, and I'm one of the local news team. I usually do the local news on Mondays, but can be heard on other days as well, and sometimes co-present, although I haven't done that for a little while. So, yeah, just try and get involved in all aspects of Susie Radio as far as I can.
It was amazing to get the licence in 2010 when we came on the air finally in 2012 after about 15 years of campaigning for a full-time licence. We hope it's worth it. We do our best for the community and we hope we can carry on doing so in the future.
I'm sure it is worth it. It's lovely to have you with us. Time is against us, so I will put a time constraint on answering the question because we lost a bit of time because of the gremlins in the system. But you are faced with set A or set C. What would you like to go for?
Well, let's have a think. Let's do what the other team did and say, Tracy, which set?
I'll go for A.
A it is. All right, here we go, guys. So, Jeff, I will say final answer, Jeff, and you have to give it. You can confer live on air, but obviously we can hear what you're saying, but, I mean, that makes no difference. All right, here we go. Question number one. Set A, question one. In Ireland, a rake of pints is a number between which two numbers? So if we went out for a rake of pints, Jeff, and we took... We obviously take the others with us as well. We take Neil and Tracy. We wouldn't leave them behind. How many pints would we be talking about? It's between two numbers.
That's a very interesting question, actually, because I do visit Ireland quite a lot, but I've never heard the term. So, Neil, Tracy, any ideas at all?
We were relying on you, Jeff, for a question about pints, but yeah. Well,
just because I've got a glass of wine.
Being in touch with our Irish community in Crawley quite often and enjoying a pint of the pure genius, it's between 7 and 12, Jeff.
Okay, then I will give that as the final answer, 7 and 12.
7 and 12 is absolutely right. Well done. Question number two. What is the deepest lake in England? The deepest lake in England.
Oh, gosh.
Is it in the Lake District somewhere?
I was going to say, what about Windermere or something? Would it be Windermere or Ulswater? I don't actually know, by the way, but I'm guessing. Any ideas, Neil?
I'm giving it some thought at the moment. You could be right, Windermere or Ulswater. I'm trying to remember all my lakes.
Yeah. Windermere rings a bell because it's the most well-known, isn't it? So what do we think? Should we have a vote on it?
Yeah.
Hang on. Windermere is the longest lake, I think.
Yeah, you might be right because of the land speed record. Yeah.
Going to need an answer, Jeff.
Okay.
Wastewater. Wastewater.
I think it is pronounced Wastwater, but yes, that is the deepest lake in England. Well done. We're on to motoring matters then for question number three. Which British motor car during the 50s and 60s featured an illuminated badge? Which British motor car around the 50s and 60s featured an illuminated badge? So in other words, you put the lights on the car, or the side lights, and the badge on the radiator grill would light up. It was state-of-the-art stuff, but it was dead flash.
That was before my time, but not to say.
Oh, God. something I should know as well.
I can think, obviously the Rolls have got badges on them. Triumph Mayflowers had badges on them. Spitfires.
But did they light up? That's the thing.
I don't know. Ooh. Not James Bond's car, is it?
God. I really don't know.
Going to need an answer, Jeff. Take a punt.
Okay, well, let's go with my guess, unless anyone's got a better one. Neil, have you got a better one? Anything? Triumph Mayflower.
Go for it.
Okay, Triumph Mayflower's not right. It was the Woolsey that had little badge at the top of the radiator would come on when you put the side lights on, and it was a main feature of their lineup in the 1950s and 60s. Question number four. The fictitious location of Amity Island features in which famous film?
Oh, isn't that Jaws? Is that Jaws?
Jaws.
I thought it was Jaws, but I don't know for sure. It just sounds familiar.
Well, you know what they say on these quiz shows? You get an inkling, the first answer you get, if you think it's right, you go for that one.
Probably wrong now.
You're going for that then?
Okay, let's
I'm going to go with Tracy.
Let's go with Tracy's answer then, Jaws.
You were clever to go with Tracy's answer. Well done. It is Jaws. Congratulations. We're halfway there at number five. What has recently beaten Bridgerton as Netflix's most watched series launched? So what has recently beaten Bridgerton as Netflix's most watched series launched?
It's that new one, isn't it? That one that's had a lot of publicity this week, and now I'm trying to remember what it was called.
Give us a clue. I might know it.
I can give you a clue. I've been forced to watch it every night this week by my son, if that helps. You probably not.
Oh, Squid Game.
I think
final answer.
Yes, that's the one.
What they said. Final answer.
Yes.
Squid Games is correct. Well done. Now you mentioned James Bond a little bit earlier on, Jeff, in your meanderings. But what make of car did James Bond drive in the early Fleming novels? So what make of car did James Bond drive in the early Fleming novels? And I give you a little clue. I'm not supposed to. It's not a Woolsey.
We're talking British cars here, of course, gentlemen and ladies.
Of course we are.
Not an Aston Martin?
Aston's coming later. It could be a Jag.
The DB5, was it? An Aston Martin? No,
that's Aston Martin. That's later on. We go back to Her Majesty's Secret Service, I think. I can't remember. Oh, God.
I don't know either.
Well, if we don't know, we'll have to guess the default one, I suppose, and go with Aston Martin. What do we think about that, if we don't know anything else?
Might have to go with you, leader, yes, and say that.
Final answer?
It's gone for me.
All right, Aston Martin then, final answer.
Not right, I'm afraid. It was a Bentley, in fact, in the early novels. A Bentley first couple of films. He was seen driving a Bentley when he was off duty. Number seven, then. There are six species of deer in the UK, but can you name the two native species? The other four have been introduced. What are the two native species of deer in the UK?
That's tricky.
There's a roe deer. I don't know if that is a native one. Roe and... now my mind's gone blank as far as deer are concerned.
I think you're right with roe.
Yeah.
Could it be red deer? It's the only other one I know.
Fallow deer? Is a fallow deer? Is that one?
Good shout. Could well be.
If my wife was in the room, she'd tell me because she works in wildlife, but she's not, so...
Oh,
I think roe deer, and I know red deer is a sort of more Scottish type of things, but you said UK. So
I did say UK, yeah. So are you going red and roe?
Red and roe? Well, are we going red and roe, guys?
Okay with me.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, red and roe, final answer.
Correct, red and roe is correct. What was the rock group? I know, that was a stroke of luck, wasn't it? What was the rock group Queen called before they changed their name to Queen? They were called something else before they were Queen.
Oh, dear.
Trying to rack my brain when I watched Bohemian Rhapsody on a flight somewhere, and now I can't think what it was. Not Queen. I can't imagine.
Queen.
I can't imagine them not being Queen.
Need an answer here, guys?
No idea. We're going to have to pass on that one, I think.
Pass on that. Okay. The answer we were looking for was, in fact, Smile. They were called Smile. And then Freddie Mercury said, I don't like the name Smile. Let's change it to Queen, please. So they did. Number nine, then. Who is 10th in line to the British throne? Who is 10th in line to the British throne?
Now, my mum is very good at this. I haven't got my mum with me.
Is it one of Sarah Ferguson's daughters, Beatrice or Eugenie? Is it one of those
it
two?
It could be. Hang on. We've got to think about this. We've got Charles, we've got William.
William.
George, Charlotte, Louis, then Harry, presumably.
Yep.
And his two children.
Yep.
That's eight. Then it must be Andrew. Then I think it's one of
I think you're right.
Who's the youngest of the two? Is it Eugenie?
Eugenie.
Or?
Yes, she's the
Eugenie.
Princess Eugenie, final answer.
Correct, it's Princess Eugenie. And finally, question number 10. The characters, you've beaten Way Valley already, so well done. The characters John and Punch feature in which 1980s US TV show? John and Punch.
I know this one. I'm going to answer this one by myself. It's Chips.
It is Chips. Congratulations. 7 points, Susie Radio. Well, you're fantastic. Done. Well done. Thank you so much for being part of it. Team Captain Jeff.
It's been fun.
It has been fun. Team Captain Jeff will stay on the line. We say goodbye to team members Neil Munday and Tracy Franklin. So thank you so much for being part of it. So Susie Radio, take the lead. Way Valley scoring 5, Susie scoring 7. Will V2 Radio serving West Sussex be able to beat them? We'll find out in 36 seconds as we join V2 Radio next. The climax of Bob's Empty House, then, must be V2 Radio with set C of questions to see whether or not they can knock Susie Radio off the top spot, who currently are in the lead with 7 points. And joining us from V2, I'm happy to say that we have Steve Freegard, who is team captain, and his teammate Ian Crouch, who will be seeing whether they can knock Susie's crown off. Good evening to you, Joe.
No? Hey there, Joe. Very good evening to you. Save the best till last, then. And yes, very good evening. We're live in Chichester. I've got a very full studio. Normally, this time of night, I'm here by myself. But I have, I've got Peter Phillips, I've got Nick Hobbs, I've got Gary Booker, I've got Georgie, and I've got Justin in the studio with me. So we're all a little bit nervous. You know, obviously, we've got that mountain to climb.
Yeah, well, you have. And I was feeling a little bit sorry for you, thinking, oh, there's only two of them. But you've turned up mob-handed. You've got more than anyone else.
Well, you know.
Why not? Why not? You've got to have a strategy. All right, before we get on with set C, we've got to be done and dusted by 10 o'clock, otherwise Sean Tilley, who's on next, is going to get really upset. Why don't you tell us a little bit about V2 Radio, the kind of things you do, how long you've been around for, and give yourselves a big shout out.
Thank you very much, Joe. Yes, so we grew from the ashes of Spirit FM, which was taken over by another very large radio group last year and closed and turned into a national brand. And we're completely independent. We launched on the 18th of January this year. We actually only got keys to the building on Christmas Eve, so it was a very big effort to get us on air. We cover the entirety of Sussex on DAB, obviously online as well. And we're all about local radio, doing exactly what we did, because most of us that work here work for Spirit FM in the past and had been at that station from the very start. So we're really pleased to be back and serving our local community, and like you, we all love what we do.
Good. All right, set C has been by default handed you guys. You can confer live on air, but obviously we can hear everything you say, so just be careful. Like, don't say, God, isn't Joe Talbot awful? I mean, you may think it, but don't say it. And we've got 10 questions coming your way, and then we'll just take final answer. And obviously, as I said, we've got a slight time constraint. Not a huge one, but a slight time constraint. So let's go in with question number one. Can you name the cartoon that saw Mickey Mouse make his debut? Name the cartoon, quite a famous one, that saw Mickey Mouse make his debut.
Steamboat Willie. Final answer.
Bang on. Steamboat Willie was right. Well done. Question number two. Winston Churchill and his wife Clemmy had pet names for one another. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that sweet? Yeah. He was her pug and she was his what?
Oh, my word.
I know. It's a raft of possibilities here, but it's nothing like that. Let me reassure you. He was her pug. And she was his.
Do we think it's another dog name, maybe? Pug?
Labradoodle?
Well, that's one. Was she blonde?
Was she blonde?
No. Pug or. Mutt?
Bear in mind, it was a term of affection, so.
That might be a term of it's steady. Of
what are we going to go for, team?
Lab.
Yeah, we'll go for lab. We're not sure.
I overthought it. She was his cat. Never mind. On we go. Question number three, then. Which famous cruise ship sank in Hong Kong Harbour on January the 9th, 1972, having caught fire? And the ship in question, once it had sunk, did feature in a James Bond film. But which famous cruise ship sank in Hong Kong Harbour on January the 9th, 1972, having caught fire? It's known by two possible names. I'll take either.
The
Kiwi.
Is it the original Queen Elizabeth?
Queen Elizabeth is in the original. Queen Mary is in.
Mary's floating
in
America.
Yes, it must be the Queen Elizabeth.
The original Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah. We're going to say the original Queen Elizabeth.
And you're absolutely right. Formerly the RMS Yay! Queen Elizabeth. Well done. The time of her sinking, the ship was the Seawise University, but it never really became the university because it caught fire and sank before it did. Question number four, then. This should be easy for a bunch of disc jockeys. Which Motown group recorded the original version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine? Which Motown group recorded the original version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine?
Let's crouch if you need
him. Yeah, this is where we wish Ian was here tonight.
Washing his hair. Is it going to be a female vocalist?
I think it might be.
Is it going to be someone like the Rubettes or someone?
Yeah, I think you might be right. Should we go with that?
I heard it through the grapevine.
Yeah?
I was hoping I'd hear the answer through the grapevine. Yeah. No one's helping us.
Everyone's looking at me, so.
We'll need an answer here.
Okay, we're going to go with the Rubettes, Joe.
The Rubettes. Okay, not right. I'm afraid you're on the right track, though. It was a female group. It was, in fact, Gladys Knight and the Pips while they were briefly signed to Motown. It was then recorded as well by the Temptations, but neither version became hits. And eventually, Berry Gordy and co. released Marvin Gaye's version, which I think they were rather glad that they did in the end, as it became their best-selling single ever. But it was Gladys Knight and the Pips we were looking for. Let's move to number five, then. It was the must-have bicycle of its time and bridged the gap between the Rally Chopper and the Rally Burner models between 1976 and 1983. My era. Can you name the bike? It's a rally bike. A rally what?
The Grifter, we're saying, Joe.
Oh, you're right. It was the Grifter. Well done. And it had the gear selector, as unlike the Chopper, which had that ridiculous thing in the middle. You could change gears on the handlebars. It had like a motorbike sort of thing to change the gears. Great bike.
The Chopper was the one with the thing that like an automatic gear lever, wasn't
rubbish.
It?
Rubbish, absolutely rubbish. And they're worth a fortune now. And the middle gear never worked. Number two never worked on my one. I had a red one. Anyway, number six.
So Matt, you still got yours?
I came here tonight. Matt Damon played Texas Ranger LaBeouf in the 2010 remake of True Grit, but who played LaBeouf in the original 1969 film? Matt Damon played Texas Ranger LaBeouf in the 2010 remake of True Grit, but who played LaBeouf in the original 1969 film?
Yeah, we're going to go with Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood, good guess, not right. It was Glenn Campbell, in fact. Glenn Campbell.
Oh.
All right, local question, although might not help you being a Sussex radio station. But anyway, look, in 1765, Richard Hull of nearby Leith Hill Place built Prospect House in Surrey, later to become known as what?
Prospect House in Surrey.
Richard Hull of nearby Leith Hill Place built Prospect House in Surrey, later to become known as what? Silence on the airwaves.
We're pondering this one, Joe.
We're wondering whether it was a something that was featured in a TV series.
Might have been. Not that I can think of, but then not very clever. So
no.
Yeah.
should we get a pass on this
anyone
one?
Anyone own any big houses in Surrey?
Anyone own
my
any
mind
big
has
houses?
Gone completely blank.
Is that big place on the A3?
What's it called, though?
I can't think. It used to be called Prospect House.
Yes, I know the one. It was built by Richard Hull, wasn't it? No.
That's the one.
Are we going to pass?
That's a great answer.
I think we're going to pass, yeah.
The clue was in the question. Richard Hull of nearby Leith Hill Place built Prospect House, later known as Leith Hill Tower. It's the tower on top of the highest point in the southeast, which is a sort of folly, really, but it was originally called Prospect House. Never mind. On we go. Question eight. One of Henry Ford's famous quotes about the Model T was, any customer can have a car painted any colour that they want, so long as it's...
Black.
Correct. Well done. Question number nine, the penultimate question then on the quiz tonight. The Kipper and the Corpse is the fourth episode of the second series of which British television sitcom? The Kipper and the Corpse is the fourth episode of the second series of which British television sitcom?
Well, that's going to be 40 Towers.
Yeah, we're going to go 40 Towers.
All right, now you are equal with Way Valley.
Ooh.
You can't beat Susie Radio now, but you could come a clear second. If you can tell me, and I'm sure you can, in which British city would you find Arthur's Seat? In which British city would you find Arthur's Seat?
Edinburgh.
Yeah, we're going to go Edinburgh.
Final answer, and you're right, it is Edinburgh. That puts you in second place. Congratulations, ooh, guys.
Thank you, team.
Thank you for playing. Bob says yes. Let's give him a cheer. Well done. So that's V2 Radio serving West Sussex, Stephen Coe, and everyone else dialing out. I think we've still got all the team captains on the call, so we can bring them all back in. In first place, well done to Susie Radio, who managed to get 7 out of 10. So if you're still with us, Jeff, well done. You came first. Congratulations.
Nice to win something.
Well done, Jeff.
Thanks for the quiz. It's been great fun.
It's been really good.
Glad you enjoyed it, guys. In second place, V2 Radio. We just heard Stephen Coe. So well done. Congratulations to you. And Way Valley Radio in third place, but still a very good score with 5. Well done. Thank you so much, Gowan, for being part of it. I hope you've enjoyed it. And well done for all you guys do for your local communities. And it's been great to have you on the BBC this evening. So thank you for being part of this.
Thank you, James.
Thanks for organising it. Great fun.
Not at absolute all. Pleasure to be part of it. Let's do it again next year, shall we?
If we're spared, yep. Why don't we do it again next year, guys? Once again, let's hear it for everybody from Way Valley Radio, Susie Radio and V2 Radio as well. They've been part of Bob's Empty House, which resumes tomorrow at its usual time at 2 o'clock. And congratulations to everyone at the V2 team. Well done. Local Radio Day.